And in those cases, that is also faras. Tilka hududullah fala taqrabuha. La taqrabuha is also Allah's hukam. Those things that can lead us towards guna, that also then we must stay away from. So we try to explain, and that we must keep in mind. What is the purpose of our coming? To realize that potential which is within us of taqwa, to bring it to the front, and then to use it. It is there. It is up to us to use it. An example of this, our Shaykh Damat Barakatum gives, that a cow, when it has given birth, then it's the calf drinks from the mother, from the cow. And then the farmer also milks the cow. But the mother, of course, the cow has got more love for its calf. So when the farmer milks the cow pulls up some milk. And it doesn't allow the farmer to take it out, because it wants it for its child, for the calf. Just like that, Allah has given us that taqwa. It is for us to use it. It is there. And this is simply himmat, courage. And everyone has got courage. And we use our courage also. Like many cases you hear that the husband was very ill, for example. In his illness, his wife fell ill. Then he forgets his illness. Now he's rushing her to hospital. Like that, he was so careful about his matters, his diet, everything. But now because of the wife, now he's taking her to or the opposite. The wife was ill, the husband was ill, the wife was ill, and now the husband got ill. Now the husband, the wife forgets her illness. Now she's in the service of her husband all the time. So it is within us, but under normal circumstances we don't use it. And the month of Ramadan is the ideal time to realize and take out that potential of taqwa which Allah has given us. And if we spend our month correctly, then inshallah it will come to the front, and we will be shocked for ourselves. I can take qasam and say, how many people who made, we are insan, khuliqal insanu dha'ifa, we, but just reasonable, we made that effort, and those people who felt my islah can never be made, I can't ever give up this guna of looking at human, guna of anger, guna my fajr is very weak, many such things. But little bit of effort in this direction, and they got shocked at how they got changed. That they were convinced, me, even if I have 10 lifetimes, I won't be able to change. I'm so bad. But just little bit effort in the right way, and Allah is Kareem. Allah is Arhamur Rahimeen. And Allah wants us to come on the right path. Allah has made, then the next, Ramadan, Quran Sharif, the Khanqa for Islah. How is it that we won't get it? Just let us apply ourselves a little bit, and and the joy, without also any exaggeration, once a person realizes this potential of taqwa and he uses it now, wallah, he'll get the enjoyment of jannat in this dunya, now already. That jannat will come on its time, but here already he'll get the enjoyment of jannat. So Allah has given it to us, just spend our time correctly. Then we try to explain the great value of the month of Ramadan. What a month it is. It isn't like for many of us just keeping roza or having our delicacies and our savories and our desserts and all that. The Ramadan is a much, much more greater and superior month. What treasures, what valuables Allah has kept in the month. Then Allah gave us the Quran Sharif, which is for the whole year, whole life. But we know Quran Sharif, what a special connection. In fact, the value of Ramadan is because the Shabi Qadr, the night of power, and the night of power, inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. It has also got its value because of the Quran Sharif. So that Quran, which is hudal lin nas, hudal lil muttaqin, the Quran Sharif, what a kitab Allah has given us, and the association with it, with Ramadan. Then Allah, in His kindness, ye qadam uthte nahi uthaye jaate hain, main aaya nahi laaya gaya hoon, mohabbat deke tarpaya gaya hoon, main samjha, main laakh samjha, main nahi samjha, samjhaya gaya hoon. It is all from Allah tabaraka ta'ala side, that He has brought us. It isn't I decided, I wanted to come, I made preparations, I got my visa, I got my booking. It's from Allah's side. For whom Allah chooses, Allah makes the means, and then that person comes. So yeah, so this three things: the month of Ramadan, Quran Sharif, Khanqa, which is Islahi program. It is all to acquire, and it is the most, and it is so definite that we have to get our taqwa. And what is taqwa? To stay away from guna. That Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam was in fact commanded, according to one narration, by Hadhrat Jibreel alayhi salam, to say Ameen on the dua that a person who finds Ramadan and could not get his forgiveness done, then halaka, destruction to that person. In other words, it's impossible that you don't get your forgiveness done. And what your forgiveness is with taqwa, then you stay away from guna, you stay away from your previous gunas are forgiven, the istighfar, and future you are saved from gunas. Many people who feel that they just relapse into guna again and again, one of the many simple methods is resort to tawbah istighfar. The barakat of tawbah and istighfar, your past gunas will be forgiven, and future you'll build that capability, that taqwa, to stay away from guna. Then, in the now, how to keep our rozas properly, so that we can acquire the taqwa. The faraz roza, we all know, is not to eat, not to drink, not to satisfy our sexual desires from sehri till iftar, with the niyat of roza. The faraz roza is done. That is the structure of roza. The example of that is like, that is the foundation you laid, you picked up your walls and you put your roof. Now your building, your house, your shop, your offices, whatever building, the structure is done, but it's still not complete. You need windows, you need electricity, you need plumbing, you need tiling, you need carpeting, doors. There are plenty of other things that you have to do. Then that place now will give you the benefit for what it is. But by doing the basic structure, your faraz will be over. Allah won't ask you that why didn't you keep roza. Your roza will be done. But the benefit of the roza, or in business terms, the profit of the roza. Like if a person buys for 5 rand and he sells for 5 rand, he'll be the busiest man in town, because nobody will be selling so cheap at cost price. But he'll be the first man out of business, because he's got no money to pay all his overheads, his staff, the lights and everything. So just like that, so he that, and such a person won't enjoy business also. He'll say, what is there? No, what is there in business? There is nothing. You're wasting your time in business, because he's buying for 5 rand and selling for. But a person who buys for 5 rand and sells for 50 rand, who sells for 25-30 rand, that person, how many risks in business, how many problems. But because the money is coming, he won't give up his business. His health also one side, his family, business he'll do because he's making money. So the same way, when we're not making, so to say, our profit in roza, we say we don't enjoy Ramadan. Ramadan is like a burden to us. We dislike. I hope the Ramadan can come one day later and it can finish one day earlier. We don't like Ramadan. But if we make the profit of Ramadan, wallah, then as it comes in the hadith, we will wish the whole year must be Ramadan. Like a businessman, in December they are very busy, but he doesn't dread December. Now I won't be able to have my breakfast properly, I won't be able to have lunch, I'll be so busy all the time, weekends I can't spend with my family, I'll have to put more stocks. He looks forward to it. And he won't wish that December must get finished. He'll wish the whole year must be December, because he's making money. So if we, so to say, make that money the profit of our deen in Ramadan, wallah, we'll enjoy Ramadan. We'll look forward to it. And one beautiful example Hadrat Maulana Shah Abrar al-Haq Sahib rahmatullah alayhi gave, that if the government of a country, our government, South Africa for example, announces and says we are giving all the Muslims money printing machines, and it will print when the moon for Ramzan is sighted, and it will print the highest denomination 200 rand notes, 100% legal tender. You won't be asked where you got this money from, no tax on that money also. But it works with the hand, not, you can't press a button, you have to work it, and it will work till the moon for Eid is sighted. Now every person will wish he must be the first to know that Ramzan is now established, and tonight is the first, and he will start printing his money. He won't wish that, that if the news doesn't come, he's better. And if tomorrow night, 24 hours will be too much for him. I must wait another 24 hours before my machine can start. And at the end, he won't wish that the moon must be sighted. He'll wish it must go one day later, so I can print more money. Once we were in Saharanpur by Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, and the 29th night, somebody came, and they said that the moon, they have seen the moon. And there were no tents, only one tent for Hazrat, that's all. Otherwise, all just slept in the open. And all the beddings also were put there. And big fluorescent lights, like in India usually, they have a lot of bright lights, fluorescent lights. So a lot of light also. And the person who said he saw the moon, he couldn't see the beading also. He was bumping over, falling over all the beadings and that. But then Hazrat went, just like it goes in the air. So it fell on Hazrat's ear, the moon. Somebody say they have seen it, and they have come to give the evidence. So Hazrat immediately, this was after Taraweeh, said quickly make the witr namaz also. So that as long as we don't know that it is Ramadan, it has been cited, our witr will be Ramzan witr, and we'll get the sawab of Ramzan witr. And our stop everything, even Taraweeh halfway. The news has come, so let us first listen. And then if it's Eid, then we all go home and sleep away, that it's Eid. But when we know the value, we'll try and, if how much is within our means, extend it as much as. So if we know the value of Ramadan, Allah bless us with this. So if we spend our Ramadan correctly, then we will start making that profit. And what is it? Well, that basic roza, three things. We have to keep roza of a few other things also. And that is roza of the eyes, to stay away from the sin of the eyes, of the tongue, of the ears, of the mind and heart, hands and legs, and then to our food that we eat, make sure it is halal, proper food, and that after all this, we don't develop an attitude of pride, better than thou, that I am better than you, that I kept my rozas like this, or even those who didn't, but that Ramzan, I made tahajjud, I did this, I gave salat charity, that holier than thou attitude also destroys everything. So those are a few things. Of the few things, we explained about the roza of the eyes. And that is the most important. Our Shaykh Damat Barakatum says, today not only Muslims, the whole world are drowned in the, Hadrat says, in the romantic dunya world is drowned in the Atlantic Ocean. They are all drowned, all. Today is only all this filth. Whether it's on the internet, whether it's newspapers, whether it's billboards, wherever. And we know that in how many countries of the world, the scourge of AIDS, etc., all these things, it all, at the starting point of it, is the eye. So, that and briefly, we discussed this over a few days, but just briefly, two immediate punishments Allah gives to a person who doesn't look after his eyes. The one is that his wife doesn't appear beautiful. She can be the most beautiful woman also, but because he's looking at other women, she won't appear beautiful to him. The second is he'll get no enjoyment from his wife even in bed, because his mind is in other women. So your marriage life is destroyed. Many people still maintain their marriage life, but just with no fun. Also just passing their days. There is no enjoyment in, whereas marriage is one of the ni'mats of Jannat Allah gave us advance in dunya. And really, if a person looks after his eyes, his whole life till mort is honeymoon. In Islam, it's no honeymoon for 1 week, and then you come down and you fall down into reality. Like one couple who went to for honeymoon, living up in the clouds there, everything found. When they came home, she phoned to her mother, and she said, please come and fetch me immediately, because my husband now is only using 4-letter words, swear words, and 5-letter words, worse swear words. He's only using that. She's trying to give her sabr, etc. When she came there, she asked, what's wrong? What's happening? I don't see your husband is swearing. I never knew him to be like that. Now he's telling me, wash. And he's telling me, ayn. And he's telling me, cook. And he's telling me, clean. And he's telling me, scrub. Now all these things I have to do. So in the honeymoon, you don't do any of these things. But now when you come to reality, you have to say all 4-letter words. and now she is. So if a person looks after his eyes, wallah, his whole life is already honeymoon and his jannat life here. And when a person looks after his eyes, then two immediate Allah gives him ni'mats in this dunya. One is Allah will make his wife look the most beautiful woman in the world. When he's not looking at other women, his wife will be the most beautiful. And a person who has got the most beautiful wife, for him is jannat here. The second is what he imagines, fantasizes. I can get enjoyment from all the other women. More than that enjoyment, Allah will give to him from his wife. So what an enjoyment. So the eyes, the tongue is the other thing that we have to keep roza. This always talking, blabbering, la yani fuzul, which goes then into ghibat, which goes into false accusation, major, major gunas. We normally take gunas, sins, a drunkard, very bad person. A person who's taking interest, very bad, that person. But a person who doesn't look after his eyes is in a sin more worse than that person who's taking interest also. And the tongue, what the great dangers and harm. And Allah, in how merciful Allah is. Allah says that rozas, not kataba Allahu alaykum as-siyam, or kataba alaykum kutiba, that rozas have been made for us. Because if we can understand, like many of our friends, when they want something, the wife, they want her to do, then they don't say, I'm saying you must do it. They say, Hazrat said like this, that Maulana said like this, I heard in the bayan like this, in the bayan. So we put the blame, so to say, on some, it's we want it, but we put the blame on somebody else. Allah is Arhamur Rahim. Just see what the relationship Allah keeps with us. There is no other Allah, only one Allah, and Allah, no, my banda knows, is wahdahu la sharik. But Allah says, rozas have been made for us on you. Eh? So that we don't feel it, that Allah, you are arhamur rahim. Rozas are uphill, there is no doubt. There is pressure, your sleep, your food, your program, this is not normal. It is a stress, but there is no pain, no gain without pain. So Allah, because of that also, He didn't say, I made rozas for us on you. That we mustn't feel that love relationship, Allah looked after it so much between banda and Allah, that it mustn't be tainted in any way. It must be a pure, pure love. There must be no deferred, nothing. Then Allah Ta'ala says further to make it easy, كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. Don't think you have been singled out and I'm just making you people keep rozas. All the other ummats also kept rozas. And they also kept rozas of keeping quiet. Inni nadartu lirrahmani sawman falan ukallima alyawma insiya. I won't speak. Roza of no talking also. And try that and see how difficult is it. Eh? Roza of not eating is not so difficult. But roza of not talking, try it out for 1 hour, try it out for 1 day. And this is the month that we should try it out. Then Allah Ta'ala, so to say, tangles the carrot, that when you'll do this, what you're going to get? La'allakum. And Allah's la'al is yaqeen. Allah's la'al is not hopefully. Not that you will probably. Definitely you will get taqwa. Just you keep your rozas. Then Allah made it more easy again. And Allah Ta'ala told, ayyamun ma'dudat. Ma'dudat, those that you can count. Just 2-3 days ago, one Maulana gave me a tasbih. He can say, he told me, you can count up to million on this tasbih. Or the way it is made. So I say, Allah give me tawfiq to make zikr million times. But anyway, on your fingers, 30 days to count on your fingers, what difficult? We count our subhanallah 33, 34 times. So what difficult? So Allah say, just a few days, so many days which you can count on your fingers. And we know how Ramzan goes past. Before Ramzan all says, what's going to happen? But before it starts, it goes finished. And Ramzan is going to get finished. We don't need that bold markers to mark every day off on the calendar. That by mistake also that day mustn't repeat again. No, we don't have to. Ramzan, how are we going to pass Ramadan? That is important. So if we pass it just this few days, we'll get the great, great treasure of taqwa. Taqwa, how many ayats of the Quran Allah has explained what the virtues of taqwa is. And Allah, Quran Sharif, is not a law book like other law books or like parliament's laws which they pass. But everywhere Allah showed you how you can acquire this. Like taqwa, كونوا مع الصادقين. تقوى ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد. And how many other things? Just do those things and taqwa will come into you, Allah Ta'ala says. And when you got taqwa, how many ayats? What are the benefits of taqwa? وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَرْزُقُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ وَمَنْ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ فُرْقَانًا. Furqan, what a great treasure. That in every matter, if you look in the detail, Allah will give you that ability to distinguish between not only right and wrong, better and more better. Everything Allah will help you, and not only for yourself. You may be just an ordinary person. You may be a maulana. You know nothing about medicine. But when a person, a doctor has to go for medical treatment, he'll come take advice from you. What you know? A lawyer will come take advice from you on legal matters. But you just say, maulana, you don't know law and all that. But Allah will give you that quality of furqan in such a way. What other great, great. So all this we can acquire. And if we went to a place where things were, one group of people were walking, they got lost at night in a jungle. They came across in the middle of the night some shining things lying there. Stones. So some decided to pick up 5, 10, 15, 20. Others said, we're not going to pick up. We're carrying our bedding, our baggage, and we are lost, and we are still pick up stones. Walking, in the morning they came out in the village. When they came there, they told these people, we picked up. They said, oh, these are the most precious gems and stones in the world. But the jungle is so dangerous, we never can get there. It is so dense, and the animals and wild animals and things. You people were lost and you were ignorant, you didn't know, and Allah brought you out safely here. So now the person who picked up 5 diamonds, gems, will he be happy or sad? Mm-hmm. He'll be sad. I should have picked. And the person who picked up 20, he's also sad. I could have picked up 200. And the one who didn't pick up, what to say about him? Just like that, we are in the jungle of this dunya, where there are untold wild animals. But because we're not aware, we think they aren't. Shaitan and nafs are our worst enemies. Nafs is with us, flowing in our body like the blood of the body. And shaitan is with us all the time. We're not aware of them. And here is the place, this dunya, to pick up these gems. And such valuable gems which you can't get anywhere. Namaz, roza, tilawat, zikr, dua. What treasures Allah has given us. To smile with your Muslim brother. To do so many other one sunnah. Everything is so valuable, but we don't treasure them. And soon we'll come out in the village, the day of Qiyamah. Maut will come and we will be there. So the day of Qiyamah, one of the names is Yawmul Hasrat also. The day of sorrow. And it will be a day of sorrow for everyone. Those who collected plenty, we could have done more than this. And those who didn't pick up, or those who picked up actual stones, not gems, who filled up stones, what are they going to get there? How sorrowful won't they be? Imam Ghazali, rahmatullah alayhi, has written one example. One person was told, he has the orchard, fruit orchard. He has your basket, go in, and you can fill fruit free of charge. You can take as much as you want to. And the orchard has got 3 sections. And you can only go front, you can't reverse and come back. And the minute your basket is full, then you can't fill it more. When you come out the other side, whatever you have filled is yours. So he went into the orchard, the first section he saw, and what wonderful fruit he wanted to fill up. But when he looked in front, he saw much more better fruit in the front section. So he said, let me not fill my basket here. Because if I fill it up here, that better fruit, which is much more better, I won't be able to get that. So he goes with the empty basket to the next section, and abad, he finds very, very good fruit there. But then he looks in front, the third section has even got more better. So he says, let me not fill up here also. That front section, even more better fruit. So he goes to the third section, and there it was like mirror. And in a mirror, things always look more better than actual life. So he saw there in front, even more better. The next section, which was mirror. Even more better. So he didn't fall. He went out from there. He's out of the orchard. And his basket is empty. He didn't take anything. So just like that, he says, our life. As long as we are children, and we also say, even our parents, and even the pious people in the family say, still a child. What you letting him make namaz now? this child, you want to let the child, the girl wear burqa from now already. She's still a little child. Let them play. Let them enjoy. This is not the time now to go in, to, how many for religious education, for madrasa. This is not the time for now to become a maulvi and to become a hafiz. Now let them become doctors, lawyers. Let them get Western secular education. This is not the time for that. So you go through, and also with this one very strange and sad thing. When a child is born, even in good pious families, and they put on this Western clothes for the child, whatever, all those things written on the clothing and all that, whatever it might be, nobody got a problem with that. But you put on, the child is 1-2 days old, a week, you put on a kurta for the child with a topi. Everyone will say, even the pious people, from now kurta and topi already. And then if it's a girl and they put on a burqa for this, from now you're putting burqa for the child. But when we put on Western clothing, nobody says from now Christian clothing, from now Jewish clothing. That we got no problem with. But Islamic clothing, and I'm not speaking people who are away from deen, people who are in deen, they got a problem then what already with that. So anyway, the first orchard we pass through our youth. Then we come to our adolescence, our youth, etc. And youth extends then up to the age of 40, 45, all this time. Then we now, you come there, now you want to fill up your basket. But you see, in front is more. Nowadays the time to enjoy life now. Is a young person must enjoy life. Then you get married, now it's time to make children. And now it's time to make money. Now you are involved in making money in children. There is not the time to go for itikaf and to go for umrah and to go in jamaat, all that. There is a time to do all those other things. So when the next orchard, then when I come to old age, I'm useless now. Our Shaykh Damat Barakatum says, when we go buy meat from the butcher in the previous days, then you tell the butcher, I want the meat of a young animal, not an old animal. It will take me 10 hours to cook the meat. I want the meat of a young animal which tastes also and cooks also very quickly and tastes very nice. The Hadrat says, for yourself you want the meat of a young animal. Or Hadrat says, we told Hadrat, Hadrat is very, very kind, he gives us the opportunity. We told Hadrat, get married again. In this age, Hazrat's wife passed away. So he says, in this age now, old man looks for a young woman. And a young woman all refuse. They don't want an old man. And old man don't want an old lady. He wants a young woman. So we all want young. So, but for Allah, we don't want to give our best, our youth, which is the best ibadat. We want to give where that age of ours when we are useless now. When we become old, you can't commit guna anymore. Now that age, the age when you can commit guna and you don't commit guna, that you give to Allah, that has got value by Allah Ta'ala. So we go into the third orchard, and there also we see now it's old age, and suddenly maut comes, and we went out of the orchard with our baskets empty. So it must not happen that Qiyamah day our baskets are empty. And also very careful we must be, which is also part of our talks, that don't fill your basket and it hasn't got a bottom. You thinking you filled your basket and everything went through. And this is by, for example, backbiting, looking down upon people, thinking we are better than others. We are filling and making ghibat, backbiting, not fulfilling the rights of our family members. Then we are filling our basket and it's just all going down, out, or it's going to somebody else. So Allah has given us this opportunity, and we should, if we just use it reasonably well, wallah, one Ramzan will change a person's life. There is no doubt about that. And who get the opportunity of spending few Ramzans, or some people every Ramzan, mashallah, they are with us also, some friends who come for every Ramzan. And by many buzurgs, a person makes sure every Ramzan is gone by Isha. So if we spend our time like that, from where won't we reach to where? This is the opportunity. This is that wild jungle, but it has got all this most precious gems and most precious diamonds and stones. It has got, it is for us to mine them and to pick them up here. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. So with regard to that, we had discussed about the eyes, about the tongue, the ears, the hands and legs. And we are now busy discussing about the heart and mind, which are our thoughts. which are commonly termed for this purpose as wasawis. And wasawis are not necessarily evil thoughts, they are thoughts. But normally we refer to them as evil thoughts, bad thoughts. And these thoughts are of three types, basically. One is, which we look down, or rather say four types. One is then the first one, which is you're just thinking like namaz you are making. But now you're thinking of your house. Nothing haram you're thinking, nothing wrong also. Now the thought comes of I have to do this work after namaz. Or your stomach is busy working. You are in namaz. After namaz, straight away I'm going to toilet. Thoughts like that. Not any harmful, badful thoughts. They come to a person. The second type of thoughts, that you look down upon other people. That, for example, you are making your namaz, any of namaz, you are making sunnats. Now you can make out somebody else has come. Oh, this man came today. From where he came to namaz? He never in a masjid. What brought him today? He must be having a receiver problem. Or his daughter's marriage must be on the rocks. Now in namaz, and you're thinking bad about the next person. So those bad thoughts that come. Or fault finding. Whoever your eyes fall on, you start finding fault in that person. This person is like this. This person looking down on the person. So there are two types of thoughts. The third type, that you, what Allah has given other people, now you got greed for that. That I must also have a house like that. I must also have a car like that. I must be also like that person. لَا تَمُدَّنَّ عَيْنَيْكَ إِلَى مَا مَتَّعَنَا بِهِ. What we have given them, we have given them. You make qana'at, you be content. And then the fourth, which plagues many people, fantasizing. Bad, bad thoughts. And this, from where to where? From namaz, in tarawih, a person is thinking of terrible things. In sajda, in tilawat of Quran Sharif, how many people complain that we just open the Quran and the worst, filthiest thoughts start coming to our minds. All these terrible thoughts that come. And it leads right to the time you are so intimate with your wife in bed and your thoughts are with somebody else. What a deprivation, what an azab of Allah Ta'ala. So all these things, this evil thoughts that come to a person. And Allah is Arhamur Rahimin. He has not left us without لِكُلِّ دَاءٍ دَوَى. For every illness, there is a medicine for it. More than physical ailments, spiritual ailments, for every ailment, there is a treatment. And your insurance company, insurance is haram, we're not talking of masalas here, examples. And your panel beater, the one who fixes up your car, they can write off your car. That this car is a write-off. We can't fix this car. But by Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, nobody will ever be a write-off. Your heart can be burned black, black, black. And become like hard your heart, hard like rock. But by Allah, you can never be a write-off. You can be a kafir, not of 99 years, of 909 million years also. Even if you are so bad, but you just make once tawbah istighfar, your heart immediately, the black, hard heart, Allah makes it white and makes it soft. Our Shaykh Damat Barakatum says that when Shaitan made his mistake, then he made dua to Allah Ta'ala and he said, Ya Rabbi, anzirni ila yawmi yuba. Give me chance to live till the day of Qiyamah. Now, anzirni, if he should have just said the same words, but with different Arabs, unzur ilayya, have mercy on me. That, Ya Allah, have mercy on me, I made a mistake. His work should have been done also. So, if we just, the minute you just with that sorrow, remorse in your heart, even if not one tear, Ya Allah, I'm such a terror, I'm the worst person. Whatever, how I treat my wife, how I treat my children, how I treat my parents, I'm so terrible. What haven't you given? You made me a Muslim, you gave me masjid, you made me a hafiz, you made me alim, but I got no qadr for these things. That remorse, and your work is done. Allah Ta'ala makes maaf. Allah makes wholesale. Wholesale is too small. The word wholesale is too small to describe Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness. Allah's maghfirat, Allahu Akbar. How Allah Ta'ala? Allah says, if you come to me with guna bi qurabatil ard, whole world full of guna, I will come to you with whole full maghfirat. the night of Qadr, which is coming, and which is this dua is for that night, but it's for all times, that, oh Allah, innaka afuwan. You are an embodiment of forgiveness. You don't forgive. One is a person who forgives. One, we say this person is kind, and this one person is kindness. He doesn't know anything besides kindness. He's only kind. One is a person is generous, and one is a person is his generosity. There is a world of Allah is forgiveness, and not only forgiveness, tuhibbul afwa. You love to forgive. So our Shaykh Damat Barakatum says that when such occasions come, then say to Allah, Allahu Akbar, our Shaykh, how he explains it, that every person likes something which is scarce, which is nayab, which cannot be found. If somebody gives you something like that, a diamond which is only one in the world, and in your place you don't get it, and everyone likes foreign things. Local things you get all the time, but foreign things. So ya Allah, we have come to meet you on Laylatul Qadr. We have come to meet you in Ramzan, and we brought a present. But what are you short of presents? When Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, Shaykh Bilqis sent the people with gold to him. When they came there near, they saw the road is paved with gold. So they said, now what are we going to take gold here? We brought gold pavers, bricks. But here the road, they're going to accuse us, you picked it up from the road. That you, what present you brought? What can we present to Sulaiman alayhi salam? So what you going to present to Allah? So present to Allah also something which is foreign to Allah, which Allah hasn't got. And what is that? Gunas, sins. And the more truckloads of sins you go with, and then you tell Allah, now do what you love, what is your, so to say, your hobby. And so to say, the hobby of Allah is to forgive. And if I came pure and clean, how are you going to forgive? Allah Ta'ala has made people make guna so that Allah can forgive them. Allah loves to forgive, doesn't give us license to, but we know what we are. As much as we hate guna, we don't like, but we still, so Allah loves to forgive. So to ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. And when Allah forgives, Allahu Akbar. Just briefly keep this subject in mind. Wa'afu anna, when we read, Allah taught us this, because Allah is afuun. Allah, what is afuun? The one who don't only forgives, but destroys those files. He rubs it out in such a way, not that under the tapex it's still there. Or under, where you rubbed it out, you can still make the marks. Allah, when He rubs out, there's no record anywhere by anyone. And so, wa'afu anna. Waghfir lana bisatril qabih wa izharil jameel. When we say waghfir lana, that Allah Ta'ala buries all our evil history, whatever we had done. And there were such great buzurgs whose past was so rotten, but Allah buried it. Nobody even knows about it. And then wa izharil jameel. Allah made them look in the eyes of the world. Oh, big buzurgs these are. But if you have to go to the history and see, and many, Malik ibn Dinar rahmatullah alayh was an addicted alcoholic. But when he changed, he became the means of hidayat of millions of people. Fuzail ibn Iyaz was a highway robber. He should murder people, rob them on the roads. And he had his whole gang with whom he should do. But when Allah gave him hidayat, he became Fuzail ibn Iyaz, rahmatullah. And how many other people like that? So when Allah can, such people, why won't Allah? So when we make sincere tawbah, Allah buries the evil of the past. And the good now Allah brings in the eyes of warhamna and waghfir lana, that because Allah is ghafir, ghaffar and ghafoor. When we commit guna, then we are zalim according to Quran Sharif. Quran Sharif terms, in the terminology of the Quran, a person who commits guna is a zalim. He has done zulam, he has done wrong. So if you are zalim, Allah is ghafir, Allah will forgive you. And a person who makes lot of guna, the plural, that person is zallam, big sana. So if you are zallam, also no problem. Allah is ghaffar. Just turn to Allah and Allah. And when a person, in Arabic, there are three plurals. One is singular, and then is dual also, and the plural, and then another plural, muntahal jum'ah. Big lot, in great abundance. So when a person makes unlimited gunas, untold gunas, he is zalum. But no problem. Allah is ghafoor. And Allah's shan, in the whole Quran Sharif, is filled with ghafoor. Ghafir and Ghaffar is very little. And then again, not only Ghafur, Ghafurur Rahim. After forgiving, Allah, you forgive somebody, okay, I forgive you. Hazrat Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Hazrat Wahshi that you accept Islam, but please, if you can help it, don't come in front of me. I won't be able to see you, because he ate the liver of Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala. Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mercy to mankind. But he's a human being, Allah's Nabi. He couldn't see Hadrat Wahshi again, it was hard for him. But when Allah Ta'ala forgives, Allahu Akbar, how Allah Ta'ala forgives. So Allah Ta'ala, after Ghafoor forgiving you, He showers mercies upon you. And not only Ghafoorul Rahim, Ghafoorul Wadood. Why does He forgive so much? Because He loves you so much. That's why He forgives so much. Our Shaykh Damat Barakatum says, it's possible that doctors till the day of Qiyamah won't be able to invent a balm, a cream, balm. And the word balm also, some people, especially Bangladeshi people, they speak with a full mouth. So one person, when he was traveling, he came to the airport at the customs. So they asked him, what you got? He had balm. So he said, I got bomb. You got a bomb? Immediately called the bomb disposal squad, the dogs, everything. Opened his bag carefully, one thing. No bomb there. Where's the bomb? He took out that small little dibia. And he said, yeah, bomb. He said, oh, it's bomb. Eh? So what call it anyway? So our Shaykh Ahmed Barakatum says that if the doctors won't, perhaps they'll Qiyamah be able to make a bomb that if you get third degree wounds, and you apply it, and immediately your skin, immediately it comes right. And not only right, better than before also. No pain. Just one time you put it. And Hazrat says, if they do develop, make such a balm, you buy it and you come home and you tell your wife, there's a frying pan with the hot oil in it. Put your hand in it. Say, I got this balm. You take out your hand. I'll put it. Your hand will come right immediately. What will she say? She will say that, is your head right? And you experimented on me till today too much. Now please experiment on yourself for a change a little bit. You try it on yourself. But Allah has given us that balm, not for the hand, not for the legs, for the heart. And the heart, وَيْلُلْ لِلْمُطَفِّ وَيْلُلْ before Alam Tara لِكُلْ التي تطلع على الأفئدة. The fire of Jahannam will go straight for the heart. The heart is the most delicate. Then the fire of Jahannam, besides all the other parts, it will go straight for التي تطلع على الأفئدة. And when the heart, the worst suffering is the heart suffering. But Allah has given us that balm, that heart that has burned black and gone useless and gone hard. That 1 second of sincere tawbah to Allah, immediately Allah makes that heart white again. And Allah Ta'ala makes it shining again. And which better month? And now the last 10 days, Laylatul Qadr, which better? If a person just applies this balm, he'll go from this masjid with his heart shining. And if your heart is shining, Allahu Akbar, your whole body will shine. The heart controls the whole body. The heart is the main thing. One Hakim, a doctor, he writes that if women have to know the value of sajda materially, whole life they'll only make sajda. Because the heart is a muscle and it's pumping blood all the time. That's why the heart, blood gets purified in the lungs, comes to the heart pumps it again. And the amount, if you don't get blood from your heart going to your brains, to any part of the body, you in very, very big danger. And if the heart is pumping properly, and any pump, the heart also, and any pump, downwards it pumps easily. But upwards, it's not that easy. Because the pressure needs... The only way you can get blood flowing to your head, the best way is sajda. When you go down in sajda, now your head is down, so the heart pumps easily. And the more blood comes, the more beauty, the more shine. That's why woman will make whole life sajda. And he says that if not that way, if you don't do it that way, The other way is to hang yourself upside down. So Allah didn't give us such a difficult. Our deen, our namaz, it's namaz, it's for ibadat. But Allah has put millions of dunya's benefit. So, and if any person will know, make your sajda, take your time, not up, down, up, down. Make your sajda properly, let your heart pump and see the ronak. That's why we see our buzurgs, old age, but what ronak on their faces still. Because they're ibadat. And Allah has given us that namaz which is like that. So the heart pumps down all the time. So the heart, if the heart is clean, what is in the heart, that will pump to the whole body. So when you make tawbah in your heart, you shined your heart, you polished your heart, and now you are there to, with that heart now, that pure water, if you get a sewage pump also. And what does sewage pump pump? It pumps raw sewage. What filth and dirt it pumps. But in your heart can be a sewage pump also. It can be a water pump also. And it can be a pump of ma'rifat of Allah. And kindness and mercy and compassion and feeling. How you make your heart. And that is going to pump to your whole body. Then see your eyes. See your ears. See your tongue when your heart is right. Therefore, the heart is important. And make tawbah. And Allah has made tawbah so easy. And Allah gave us so many medicines, prescriptions of tawbah. And all over the counter you can buy them. One is patent medicine, you just buy it. And one is prescription medicine that you need a prescription. Wa'afu anna waghfir lana, patent medicine. Buy it over the counter. And what a dua. And our Shaykh Damat Barakatum says, Allah gave us a dua, Rabbi ghfir warham wa anta khairur rahimin. Sabse pyari dua, sabse pyari nabi ko Allah ne di. And Allah, sabse Allah ko pyari ye dua, that oh Allah, Rabbi ghfir warham wa anta arhamur rahimin, wa anta khairur rahimin. Just make dua to Allah. How many prescriptions? Sayyidul istighfar. What and what haven't we been given? But we don't use it. A person gets the best medicine, he imports it from India, from America, but he puts it on a shelf and all the people who come and visit him, I got this best medicine here. But he's not using it. What's the use of it? Use that medicine. Allah has filled the Quran Sharif with our diagnosis, with our treatment, with our medicine, with everything. But if it's a matter of using it. And what better time can there be than this month of Ramadan? And when we are here, and here it is not any of our anything, this is our Shaykh's majlis. And our Shaykh's thoughts, our Buzurg's thoughts, which we try and bring forward to everyone. Where can we get better thoughts than this? We have got Quran Sharif, we have got Hadith Sharif, and yet this environment which is made by everyone that has come. What a conducive environment for our Islah, for our recognition of Allah. And if we still deprive ourselves, and a few things of deprivation, one friend of ours, I call him a friend, he's much more elder than us, passed away also in fact, but he should treat us like friends. So he was a diabetic, his diabetes, his sugar went so high they had to hospitalize him. And they kept him under strict medical observation also. And they're giving him insulin and controlling his diet, but his sugar levels just going up, defying all the theories what they have got. That with this medicine it will come down, this is how it will be called. But it's defying, it's just going up. Until the nurse found chocolate wrappers under his pillow. So he's sleeping at night, blanket over, and he's eating chocolates. And they're giving him insulin, they're giving him this tablet, they're giving him that tablet, but he's eating chocolates under the pillow. So yeah, we'll be alone at night. Now, if we with our cell phone, we make wrong contacts. And the more stronger cell phone and internet in our mind and heart, and we are doing and we are fantasizing and we are thinking of all things, then how will we? A person who sits in a gathering, Maulana Thanvi rahmatullahi has written, it's not the talk that or the person who's giving the bayan, that every person his own capacity, he benefits according to that. The Quran Sharif gives the example, when it rains, the rain falls on solid rock also. It just flows away, nothing. That piece of ground got no benefit from it. And it falls on other ground, the ground doesn't take benefit, but dams it up. Animals come drink, other people benefit, etc. It falls and things start growing from there. How lot people, and the land looks so beautiful, green, and how many people benefit. So we as individuals also, there are some of us, if the heart is like that rock, hard, and the rain falls, it just flows away. We don't get no benefit, nobody benefits. Some of us will take it, we'll note down everything, we'll keep record, others will benefit. But we not making amal, we won't benefit. And others, we also make amal, we'll benefit, others will also benefit. So it depends on the individual. The rain will come, but it is on the individual how much he benefits. And many people, there were amongst our mashayikh, those mashayikh, one of our buzurgs, I'm forgetting the name, but his murid went for hajj. He says when he come back, if I'm still living and he's living, I will become bear to my murid. So Allah develops the murid to that level also. That the sheikh says, I'll become murid of my murid. To that level Allah. So it's on the individual, his capacity. And every person, Allah has given us capacity. So we are either, we can be talib, a person who's got thirst. That person will benefit the most. Then a person who is a qani', he's content. That what I got, alhamdulillah, I just came here just to pass time and just, I had to come and my wife pushed me out and she sent me. I'm just here because of that. He hasn't got no desire to benefit. He's content. And the worst is a naqid, a person who criticizes, who's looking for fault all the time. And all the time in his mind also, criticism all the time. And finding fault all the time. So the talib will go from zero right up to 100, up to him. And a qani will remain on zero all the time. And a naqid will go in minus all the time. And how much more he's got this, so much more he'll go in minus, he'll go down all the time. So it's up to us how we present our hearts. Your heart, if your glass is the right side up, and you put it, you put it upside down, and the Niagara Falls, Victoria, you want one drop of water will come in your glass. But you put it the right side up and a tap that is leaking, one drop, in an hour, 2 hours, your glass will get full. So how our hearts are. And that also is also, we will discuss that how we can put our hearts the right way up. And even if one drop falls, our glass will get full. May Allah give us tawfiq, let make dua. And we also remember, no, not even the sheikh or anyone is the means of our real hidayat. He's a means. The actual hidayat is only from Allah. Eighteen supara. Walaula fadlullahi alaykum wa rahmatuhu. If it's not Allah's fazl and ask Allah of that fazl and that rahmat of Allah Ta'ala. Ma zaka minkum min ahadin abadan. Nobody will become pure of guna. Only with that fazl of Allah. And Allah referred to himself in the Quran, يُخْرِجُكُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. Allah takes you out. But Allah sent Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and أَخْرِجْ قَوْمَكَ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ. So from there, Tanwi rahmatullah alayhi writes, the Shaykh, Allah has given him a great share as far as sabab is concerned. To take out the murids from darkness into light. And the fa'ile haqiqi, the actual doer is none other than Allah Ta'ala. So let us keep our eyes on Allah. Use all the asbab which is sunnat. And let not our tawheed be interfered with. Allah alone is the doer of everything. Allah Ta'ala bless us with his kindness and let us benefit fully inshaAllah.